Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountain top. I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Sounds of laughter everywhere and the dancing girls swaying to and fro. I must declare my heart is there, though I've been from Maine to Mexico. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Down at the market you can hear ladies cry out while on their heads they bear. Ackee, rice, salt fish are nice and the rum is fine any time of year. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many days.
Travel and movement into the UK, particularly migration, has always been a problematic issue for specific groups of people who have chosen to settle here. The recent Windrush scandal highlights the ongoing challenges relating to identity and belonging, made me think about what my grandparents endured with migrating from Grenada in the West Indies to England. My great-aunt, as with the ladies and gentlemen who contributed to this piece, left their homes in the 1950s and chose to settle here for opportunity and a quality of life better than what they'd left behind. Each individual account takes you on their personal journeys and experiences of leaving home in the tropics for the cold streets of England. I invite you to enjoy my collection of stories entitled Windrush.
St. Patrick, 80 years old. I'm in this country 54 years. Arrived in the UK in 1961, February the 15th, and I come here to join my husband. I felt terrible when I had to leave home because I had left my two kids behind, and it was not very easy to leave them, but coming to join my husband, so I had to leave them and be with him. I didn't expect anything that I didn't hear about coming to the UK. I know it was cold. I know it was different culture and, let's say, different races. So I make my mind up for anything that I, you know, find in this country. I didn't have a problem mixing with any other country people or race or religion or anything. I know what it was all about.
My name is Melanda Henry, and I'm from Jamaica. And I came to this country in the 50s. And ever since, I've been working until I retire. And when I'm going to get retirement, the Queen said, well, you work very hard in this country and good service too. So I'm a British Empire medal. Well, I just choose to come to the UK for a better life, better living.
A bit thick, what? Britain's worst fog in years, a real Victorian pea super, followed up by wintry onslaughts of rain, ice and slashing winds, as the United Kingdom talking about the weather a bit more than usual.
At first, when I reached Shepherd's Bush Green and see the bushes in the green there, and how cold it was. I said, what have I done to myself? Leave the sunshine and come to woodland, come a freezing, frozen. Yeah.
Come to England on a boat, and I had a rough time. When I come to England, I couldn't see where I'm going because all the fog. It was dark night. They say, you reach in England? I said, no. I said, I want to go back. I can't see where I'm going, and cold and freezing. My reason for coming here, because my hubby sent for me, and we get married and have children, but they didn't want no children. Maybe they want one, but I have six. But I didn't expect to see all the snows and everything on the ground, dark. You can't see where you're going, you know? So I used to stay and cry, you know? I used to be sad.
My name is René Charles. I'll be 88 soon. I left Trinidad to come to England on the 9th of July 1958. The reason I could tell you the date is because on the 13th, when I have 4 days on the sea, I had my birthday. Well, it was very sad to leave, but when you are a young man growing up and you haven't got any job in your own island, you have to seek job where it is. And that is the reason why I am come to England. That is one of the reasons. My wife came to meet me in England. I did get married in Trinidad, not here.
Let's say the British people is the one that didn't really want, let's say, black people in this country.
The simple fact of the matter is that we do not have sufficient houses, jobs and schools for our own people, let alone immigrants, be they black, brown, yellow or green. It simply boils down to a question of numbers.
Well, of course, there are far too many immigrants in this country. When will the public wake up to the fact that you cannot put a quart into a pint bottle?
I didn't have any bad treatment coming here because, like, is different color, is black and is white. And I know, like, the white people, they would look at you as a black person because they don't really used to black people. And I keep my color, you know, I know I'm black and they white. So I have no problem with that because prejudice is something that is everywhere. It's even in our own color. So I was not, you know, thinking of being as the white and I'm black, that, you know, any segregation between us. I was quite happy in that way because I don't get in their way, they don't get in my way. I never had no problem with anyone saying, oh, you're black, this, are you black, that. No, I didn't have that.
The British people was not quite happy about black people coming to this country. Teddy Boys then was in operation the day when we came to Jamaica, from Jamaica to Great Britain. When I was going to school, my teacher always told me about Great Britain. And when we come here, it's a shock to me. I thought it would be a better off country. I thought it would be far way better off than what it is.
You get good and bad. Some people like you, some don't like you. Don't like the blacks, especially if you have children.
No
my
dogs.
Dad, my dad, no dog, no cat. Yeah.
No dog.
No dog, no.
No Irish.
No Irish, yeah. My landlady, I had a rough time, but I couldn't have a bat. She locked the bat. I can't go in the bat and have a bat. I stay and cry. Then she give notice for me to go. I go by the next one, and I come out in the fire and jump in the frying pan. And I had it very hard, very, very hard, up to this days, you know. But I get to like it.
London is the place for me. London, this lovely city. You can go to France or America, India, Asia or Australia, but you must come back to London City.
You know, coming to England is a great experience. We had our ups and downs, some good, some not so good. We had our clashes racially with the Teddy Boys. We had our clashes with renting situations with so many citizens in this country. And of course, we have many difficulties sometimes coping with the conditions of this island, because our island was much different in the way of living. When I had my first boy in this country, I was being told no children, and I was being cast out because of certain conditions. You expect this when people don't know you very well and they are getting in contact with you and they want to know you and they feel you're coming to take their country. But I love England very much. I don't come to take the country. I come to work here and to build the economy of this country. That was my purpose coming to England. And also to improving my general education. And that was a very nice thing to do for any human being.
The weather was not like here. It was horrible winter. From now, November month, it's cold, foggy and everything. But now you don't see fog. And it's not, I wouldn't say it's that cold. So the weather had changed, the British people had changed. So there is a lot of changes in this country to when I first came here. I wouldn't say I have any importance like back in the Caribbean. Number one, my mother is not there no more. And I have all my family here, my grandchildren, my children. I'd go back to visit, like I still have relative there, but it's nothing important there for me. I quite like it here. I enjoy it being in England. So I don't see myself going back to Grenada and leave. No.
Well, I've been back in Jamaica in 2013. And when I reached Jamaica at the Great Grand Hotel, Otto says to my granddaughter, I said, where your granddad are now? Is he in Britain or in Jamaica? He said, granddad, you are in Jamaica now. He said, what? Woo! Hey! He said, this is a different Jamaica from the one I leave here.
To a place called Jamaica, where the island is in the sun. Place called Jamaica.
Britain changed up a lot for the experience about black coming to this country and build this country. Black come here, they don't live in just rent house only, they try to get their own back, their own places. And that was a great lift to Great Britain. I'm quite happy in Great Britain now. I love it.
I worked in so many different places here, getting experiences and getting many growing type of conditions in my life with varied characters and personalities. Some like you, and some don't like you. I have my children here. They're growing up to go to school. They educate themselves. And they could have done better, some of them. But I think it was quite nice. I did well in this country, you can say. Job was easy to get. You leave a job and you get a job tomorrow. So different as it is now, and I've seen a lot of changes over the years. It's a pity some of it is not very better. But, of course, that's how life is like. I love this country more than I love my country, I'll tell you why. Because of the facilities and the type of conditions that we enjoy here.
When I reached in this country first, I think I should be still in Jamaica. And not in Great Britain in the freezing fog and, you know, and bushes in Shepherd's Bush Green. It was all sheep and pig. When we go in, I was living in between, not far from Labrook Grove. And over there I had a lot of friends in Labrook Grove. And when the teddy boys, them see them step out on the road with their sword in their hand, they said the boy then call it sword. It was cutlass, we call it in Jamaica, that we work and used to work the farm. They run. I said, I'm going to come with a sword.
London is the place for me. London, this lovely city. You can go to France.
The colourful stories told by the different vibrant rich voices have painted pictures of fear, pride and joy in their experiences of leaving the familiar home they knew and loved in search of a new home which turned out to be cold, hostile and unwelcoming. The question I ask is, have views regarding immigration really changed over the last 70 years around specific groups of people who choose to make England their new home?